Want to make 2023 bigger, better, or just feel less stressful than 2022? You need to put tools in place to help you now, ready for the inevitable moment we all have when those shiny New Year resolutions wear off. That's why I've created the Accountability Club, new for 2023. It's a place to check in every month with other lovely small business owners to help you look back at the last month and look forward to the next one. And everyone else can help keep you accountable and keep you on track. Now, it will be £15 a month, but there's a very special offer for early bird signups to Accountability Club before the 9th of December. And you can get the whole year for one payment of just £97. So that's a saving of £83 by signing up early. If you know you struggle with keeping yourself accountable to your goals, then don't miss this offer. Just drop an email to hello@thevictoriabrown.com to find out more. Welcome to Creative Slurp, the podcast that gives you the real talk on creating a successful creative business. With me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now, you're in the right place if you want to find inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now, buckle up and let's get started. 2022. It's nearly over, can you believe it? But what have you managed to achieve? Are you in the place that you envisioned at the start of the year? Have you been as productive as you hoped to be? Or have you struggled with that? If you're like me, you might struggle a little bit with being productive. Now, we're never going to be perfect, none of us. We're never going to be perfectly productive. We're human beings. We're not expected to be. We're not machines. And especially creative people, I think we really struggle sometimes with being as productive because we have lots of ideas and we can get distracted easily and want to implement all these amazing ideas instead of ploughing on through the things that might get a little bit boring as time goes on and as a project progresses. So I know I struggle with productivity, so I've done a lot of research around the best ways for people to be productive. Now, not every way is going to work for everyone. We're all different. We all have different things that work for us. But when I put together the Creatives Productivity Toolbox for next year, for 2023, like I do every year, I wanted it not just to be about planners, which it is, it's about goal setting and planning for 2023, but I also wanted to talk about different ways to help you be as productive as you possibly can be. And that's why in the toolbox are a list of different productivity hacks for you to try out in your business and in your life to help you be as productive as possible. Like I said, it's not about being perfect. It's not about being machines, and we don't have to use all the hacks. It's about finding something that works for you. It's about trial and error and finding different ways. And on this episode, I'm going to go through some of the ways that I've tried and some of the things that have helped me over the last few years since running my business. In this episode, I have 12 tip-top productivity hacks for you to try out and see what works for you. So, number one, keep it simple. And I always say three a day. It's so easy when we're writing big to-do lists that we end up writing everything down we want to do because we get excited about it and we want to do all these things. But the reality is we're never going to be able to complete those tasks. We're setting ourselves up to fail, really, and then we're going to feel really rubbish about ourselves and be even less productive the next day. The only way to really achieve a lot is to break it into small tasks. Aim to do no more than three things a day. This will keep your goals realistic, achievable, and memorable as well. So I call it have your three a day because it's like your five a day, your vegetables, but it's your three a day. And it's just really easy to remember three things in your head. So for example, I know that today I need to record a podcast, create a reel for Instagram, and finish off my Creatives Productivity Toolbox so that it's ready to go on sale. Those are three things I need to do. Because I've only got three, I know really well in my head what I'm focused at. I know that I'm going to be able to achieve it, and it makes me feel good when I've achieved it. I actually do make progress and I am productive rather than be overwhelmed and strung out. And it sounds really simple, but keeping to your three a day can make all the difference. And you'll find that many of these productivity hacks are simple, as the best things always are, but they work. So give it a try, stick to three a day and see how much more productive you are. Number two, celebrate the small wins. When tasks are endless, it can be really hard to stay motivated, especially when you work on your own and you can't bounce ideas off someone, you can't talk to someone and someone else isn't there to remind you how far you've come. I find it really useful to write down all my achievements, all the things I'm proud of, down on little pieces of paper, and I have a little sweetie jar that I put them in. And that means at the end of the end of the year, at the end of the month, or even just when I'm feeling a bit low and I need a bit of motivation, I can turn to that jar and say, oh, what have I achieved over the last few months or year, or however long you keep those goals there for. And it makes me feel really good, because most of the time I forget. We all forget how far we've come once we are there. It's like we're constantly growing, and it's really easy to forget how far you've come until you actually look back and see where you were. If you're always looking up the mountain is just always going to look big, right? Every so often, take a moment just to look down and see how far you've come, and you will be really surprised, I promise you, of how far you've come. As I said, I've been putting together my Creatives Productivity Toolbox, and I first did that 2 years ago. I've been doing it every year and I've been revamping it. I revamped it quite a lot this year. It's really important for me that my tools are easy for people to use. So I really have taken it apart this year and recreated it. I was looking for graphics and I looked back at a version that I first did 2 years ago, and it was so different. It was really was very, very basic compared to what I'm producing now. And I thought, wow, I didn't realise how far that I've come on this journey until I saw that. And I was really quite astounded. So it's really worth looking back at work you created a while back, looking back at the goals that you've achieved, and just remember, and it will make you feel really good. And then that will spur you on to do more things and keep you motivated. Number three, habit stacking. Now, the easiest way, really is the easiest way, to embed things into your routine, especially things you don't like maybe accounts, is to create a habit. Now, James Clear goes into this in massive detail in his book, Atomic Habits. So I recommend you read that if you want to do more on that. But you can make it really simple. How I do it is I create 30-day challenges for myself on things I want to do, and it really helps me stick to them because it's really memorable. Now, you can't take on too many challenges at once. I would only recommend taking on one at a time, but if there's something that you know you need to embed in your routine and you can't stick to it, then creating a 30-day challenge is really, really helpful. I did this over the summer when I wanted to stop the limiting beliefs I had around my artistic abilities. For years and years and years, I've always been telling myself I couldn't draw, I couldn't paint, I just couldn't do it. When obviously I could take a paintbrush or a pen and put it on a piece of paper. Of course I could, but my head, I was telling myself the story that I couldn't. And I think it got to the summer and I got really, really fed up of that limiting belief and the fact that every time someone mentioned art or drawing, I would volunteer the information that I couldn't do that. I was no good at drawing. And I got so sick of this story I was telling myself, I decided to do something about it because I realised that if I did it every day, it would just become normal to me. So I set myself a 30-day challenge to draw or paint for 10 to 15 minutes a day. And by the end of that month, I was no longer telling myself that story. I was no longer telling other people that story. Now I draw and paint all the time. I go down the paint aisle of the craft store without feeling like an imposter, which I did do. And I just don't feel like an imposter anymore. I'm happily drawing and painting. Am I brilliant? No. Am I good? No. But I give it a go and I don't feel bad about it and I actually enjoy it. And that 30-day challenge really helped me reassess where I was. I've also done the challenge for things like getting fitter. So I did a 30-day challenge where I walked every day for 30 minutes, although I did that for much longer than 30 days in the end because I'd embedded such a habit and I was enjoying it so much. So if there's something that you know you need to do for your business and you're no good at it, then embed it as a habit. I found that daily habits really work well because then there's less procrastination. I find that if I set a weekly habit or a monthly habit, then I will forget. It has to be daily. So maybe you want to get better at looking at your finances and eventually you want to be doing it weekly, but at the moment I'm not even managing that. Well, start doing it daily and really embed that habit in. Do it daily for 30 days and then by the end, it will have taken the fear away. I promise you. So habit stacking is really, really powerful and a useful way to make yourself more productive and also get past those mindset blocks that you have around certain activities as well. If you want to know more about that, you can either, as I said, read James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. You could also listen back to podcast episodes 27 and 34 of Creative Slurps. So that's 27 and 34. And you'll hear more about how I did my 30-day challenges and how I implemented it. So yeah, it's a really, really powerful tool, habit stacking. Number four then, do not disturb. Like, this is so simple, but so much research has been done to say that when we are disturbed, we lose our train of thought, we become so much less productive, which is why social media is so dangerous. So distractions are your worst enemy. And the thing is, there's a really simple way to stop them. If it's your phone that is causing you problems and distracting you, then there are tools on your phone. You can actually set do not disturb on your phone to stop you getting distracted. I do that regularly now and yeah, it makes the world of difference. I also found that just putting my headphones on can stop any kind of outside noises. And they may not even be noises that I am registering. I certainly don't work in a noisy environment, but I just really find that having some noise cancelling headphones, even if I'm not playing any music, but sometimes it is nice to play some kind of instrumental music, that does help as well. But even if I'm not playing any music, it just really helps me focus. And I can only think it's because there must be small noises going on outside that I'm not aware of that are distracting me. So, you know, wear headphones, put a sign on your door, whatever is distracting you, work it out and cut it out of your daily routine. So do not disturb. Number five then, track yourself. We're all completely different human beings, which is what makes us so amazing. And the only way of really finding out when you personally are most productive and what works for you is tracking it. Journaling is really great for this. Just try different routines and just see which times of day, what kind of ways of working work best for you. Now, I've always been told that people are more productive in the mornings, get your work done then. So I've always felt like a failure because I don't get my best work done in the mornings. It wasn't until I actually realised that I'm an afternoon person. My super productive time is probably between 2 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, which is totally counterproductive to what lots of people teach us. But once I found that out, it really helped me because if I've got any big tasks or any difficult tasks, any long, arduous tasks, I'm always best to do them in the afternoon, especially stuff like writing. I find it much easier to get into the flow in that kind of late afternoon time. It's a bit annoying for me personally because that's kids picking up from school time, etc. So it doesn't really work that well for me, but I try and use that information the best that I can to make it work for me. So work out what times of day are best for you, when you're most productive, when you're in the flow, and try to organise your work to suit you. Number six, get accountability. I can't say enough, but accountability is really, really important because telling other people about your new launches, products, deadlines will help you achieve them because it will feel like you can't let people down. You will feel like you have to do it. Even setting self-imposed deadlines can help as well. But if you're accountable to someone else, you're even more likely to stick to it. I personally have an accountability partner who I love meeting up with once a month and it just really keeps me on track. And she'll give me, you know, a talking to if I've not done something. Oh, it's normally a look if I've not done something that I should be doing and that I know I should be doing. And I just get the look. So it's really, really powerful. I'm also starting next year an accountability club for the very, very first time. And it's just going to be a small monthly fee. So I think it's going to be £15 a month. And in this accountability club, we're going to meet for live sessions once a month, work through our goals, set our goals for the next month, and keep ourselves accountable. So if that sounds like something that you might be interested in, then, as I said, let me know. There will be a special offer as well. So if you're on my email list, then look out for that. And if you are interested, then my email is hello@thevictoriabrown.com. That's hello@thevictoriabrown.com, and I can send you more information. And as I said, there will be a special offer very soon, within the next few weeks, the beginning of December, to sign up for that accountability club. So look out for that. Number seven then, set boundaries. So it's so easy to be busy and have the badge of busyness. Who's been there? I certainly have. But if you've got a small business, especially if you're working alone, you can't do everything. So you need to be really strict with yourself. And which tasks do you need to do? And which do you not need to do? Which are the ones that actually moving the needle in your business, which are actually bringing in profit, which are actually building your social media following or building your email list? All those activities that eventually make a difference to the bottom line, those are the ones you should be focusing on, not on busy activities like getting lost in the world of reels, which we all do and they suck us in. But just be really aware that you've got to be super focused on the things that matter in your business. Set those boundaries and stick to them. The next thing you'll need to do is eat the frog. You may have heard of this before. It is from a book by Brian Tracy, and it's all about how we always put off those big tasks that we don't want to do, and they just kind of loom over us and make us really unproductive for the rest of the day. And usually, to be honest, those tasks that we put off are normally the game-changing ones that we know we need to do that can really make a difference. The way to get around this is to eat the frog. So in other words, to do the tasks that you know you have to do them, but you don't enjoy them. They're a challenge. And just rip the plaster off. Do it first before anything else. And then by doing that, you'll feel really good about yourself. You're more likely to be productive for the rest of the day. And you'll get that thing done, which, as I said, is usually one of the things that does make a difference to your business. So next then, time blocking. Now, time blocking is the way you can split your day up into different tasks to help you focus with the most important things throughout the day and not get lost in all those busy tasks that you shouldn't be doing. So in my Creatives Productivity Toolbox, I have created some planning sheets to help you do this, and it will actually help you split up your day however you choose. You can actually put the times that you choose in, because some people, as I said, are more productive in the evening, some people are more productive in the morning. It helps you split your day up however you want and just split it down hour by hour. There's also, if you want to take it a step further, the Pomodoro technique, which is where you set a timer for intervals. And so you'll set a timer maybe for an hour or 45 minutes, and it will give you accountability because you know you need to get a certain task finished by the time the timer has ended. So that is a really great way to keep yourself accountable when you're working on your own, and you can just use that timer to get you some accountability. I've also seen where people have held kind of virtual sessions together, co-working sessions on Zoom, where, you know, you can set the timer for half an hour, whatever, and you all work alongside together. And it just helps you feel that you're not alone, and you always feel like there's an extra layer of accountability there as well. We're nearly there. We're getting through lots of productivity hacks today. So the next one I'm going to talk about is batching and scheduling. If you've ever made anything, you'll know the most productive way isn't to make one thing and then the next thing and the next thing. It's to work on different stages at the same time. So for example, if you are making a pair of earrings, you are cutting out the pieces for all of the earrings. Say you've got 10 earrings to make, you will cut out 10 earring pieces. Then you will solder all the earring backs onto all those 10 earring pieces. Then you will pickle them. Then you will polish them, very simply. And that is so much more effective than making one earring and take it all through all the processes and then the second one. And that's partly because we're not naturally good at multitasking. No matter what you might hear, human beings are not designed to multitask. We're so much better when we're focused on one task. Also, you've got all the things around you that you need for that task. So if you are doing the soldering, then you'll need your soldering torch out. You'll need different equipment to doing another task. So it really makes far more sense to batch and schedule. So how can we use that during not only physical kind of work when we're making something, but maybe office space work or admin tasks? Well, it's really simple. We can batch up our admin tasks too. So we can have set times of the day when we go through our emails, so we're not chopping and changing between emails all the time. We can have set times of day when we're writing our social media posts, and we can even write all of our social media posts for the whole month in one go. And that's really helpful. And it means you don't have to worry about it again. There's so many things you can do with this. You can decide that Mondays is Motivational Monday day on social media. You might want to write 10, 20, 30 Motivational Monday tips in one go when your mind is in that frame of mind, and then just get them all scheduled in so you know you've got all your Mondays done for however long. It's such a powerful way of working, and I personally really like scheduling my social media as well on a similar note. So batching and then scheduling, and then I know it's all done. And the same with my podcast as well. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I fall off the horse. Sometimes I just don't manage to get it all done in a batched way. But when I can, it frees up so much of my time. So it really is the best way to go. And finally, the last productivity hack is, and finally, the final productivity hack is the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins. So if you've not read Mel's book, it's really worthwhile. She tells her story about how her life was in a bit of a mess. She couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. And then one day she just decided to launch herself out of bed like a rocket. And she found that it worked, and she actually could get herself going and do things because she counted to 5 and then just did it before she could even think about it. Since then, she went on and did lots of research, and she found there's actually scientific reasons to why this works in such an effective way. And since then, it's changed so many people's lives. But if you are at that stage where you need to do something and you just can't bring yourself to do it, then just count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and do it without even thinking about it. And this may help you. It's a really inspiring story in Mel's book, so definitely worth reading. And if you're someone that just needs that little push sometimes, then that's a really good tool to use to do that. So those are all of my top productivity hacks. I really hope that you'll find something in there that will help you moving forward. All of us suffer from not being as productive as we'd like to be at some point. Nobody's perfect. You're not expected to be. Don't put pressure on yourself to be perfect. But if you can use some of these tools to help make your life a little bit easier, to help make things flow a bit better, to be a little bit more productive, then you are winning. You absolutely are winning. And if you want to know more about goal setting and productivity, then look out for the Creatives Productivity Toolbox, which, as I mentioned, is going to be out very, very soon. If you want to be in with a chance of getting a brilliant offer on it, it's going to be out at an early bird price for subscribers. So make sure you're on my email list to get that. And you can get on my email list by going to my website, thevictoriabrown.com, and just go to the homepage, to the bottom of it, and you can sign up for my emails there. There's a yellow box and you can sign up for emails. So that's thevictoriabrown.com, and you go down to the bottom of my homepage and you can sign up for my emails. And it's really worth doing, because if you are interested in this toolbox and you want to be more productive and you want to make 2023 work for you, then there is a brilliant offer for a limited period on, and it's available to subscribers. So if you are interested, then make sure you get on that email list and don't miss that. Hope you have a brilliant week and do some amazingly productive work, and I will see you next week for another episode of Creative Slurp. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.